I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And not just the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class from HowStuffWorks.com. In celebration of the reopening of the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library and Museum and the former president's 85th birthday, we sat down with Nobel laureate Jimmy Carter to talk about the highlights of his presidency and his hopes for the Carter Center.
Do you think the United States does a good job protecting human rights?
Sometimes. In general, we do. In the days before I became president, there was a policy of America to go to bed with all the dictators and to stamp out any sort of demand by oppressed people for freedom and equality and democracy. Because our major American corporations would have contracts with the owners of the copper mines and the steel iron mines and the banana plantations and so forth, so they could make more profits on those things and pineapple and all. And they didn't want to see the economic benefits endangered by the dictators friendly to us being overthrown. And a lot of those dictators, military, were educated at West Point or Annapolis, where I went. And so they knew American customs and they spoke English well. And so it was just natural for our country to protect them and not let them be overthrown by radical people who demanded human rights. They were called communists and so forth. And if the dictator was sometimes endangered because the people became too strong, the United States would send in Marines into that country to protect the dictators. And so I thought that was a mistake. So we began to promote human rights, particularly the right of people to demand the ability to choose their own leaders, which leads to democracy. When I became president, most of the countries in Latin America, South America, Central America were dictators. Now there's not a single dictatorship in South America or Central America because human rights were protected by America and we encourage the people to express themselves through free elections to choose their own governments. All of those democracies are not what we define as democracy. They don't measure up to our particular standard. The fact is that they're all democracies now. So that's one definition of human rights, and that we have not in the past protected. I hope we will continue to in the future. And in the last administration, we had horrible violations of human rights, say in Abu Ghraib prison and in Guantanamo, where we had people arrested, taken to prison, never given a chance to have a lawyer, never being informed about what the charges were against them, never being able to have their families visit them in prison, never having any hope of ultimately going to trial. And that, to some degree, is still going on. I hope that President Obama will be able to do away with that, and I believe he will. At the same time, we've seen a great restraint placed inside the United States on the freedom of American people to be not in danger by intrusion on our own privacy. People listening in on our telephone conversations, or American citizens being arrested and accused of certain crimes under the Patriot Act, within which they can be deprived of legal counsel, or to confront their accusers, or to even know what the crimes are that are raised against them as accusations, and held in isolation from their own families. We've even done that to a few American families. So the judicial system, the high courts, Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court, have been correcting those mistakes perpetrated under the administration of President George W. Bush. And I think that President Obama is trying to undo those mistakes. But America has a chance or temptation sometimes to slip in its commitment to human rights when it's convenient, or when security, so-called, is threatened or under terrorist threats. But almost invariably, that's proven to be a mistake. And one of the great things about our democracy is that we have an ability to correct our own mistakes with changes in leaders, and also with the stability provided by the judicial system of our country, having the ultimate voice when there is a dispute between the executive branch, that is the president, and the Congress. So that is now correcting fairly rapidly the mistakes that we've made in the recent past.
Be sure to tune in every Wednesday in September for more of our interview with President Carter. To learn more about the Carter Center and its mission of waging peace, fighting disease, and building hope, visit www.cartercenter.org. And as always, for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.